The relentless violence of war has left the city of Baghdad largely divided along sectarian lines. But in the neighborhood of Karada, a small field provides a rare break. Here, young Iraqi men use their love of soccer to overcome the hatred that surrounds them. NPR's Saraya Sahardi Nelson has the story from Baghdad.
For young Iraqis looking to escape bloodshed in the city, this dusty plot encased in razor wire hardly seems the place to go. The International Green Zone, a prime target for insurgents, sits a half mile to the west. The Sheraton Hotel, which is also subject to attacks, is even closer. But the Iraqis running on this makeshift soccer field and sweating in mismatched polyester jerseys, like 25-year-old Abbas Abdul Karim, say they couldn't be happier.
What we're trying to do is strengthen peace to defy violence and defy the terrorists and others who don't want good for our country.
All of it done with a well-worn soccer ball, which he and other players kick around in a cloud of dust. Abdul Karim and the 15 other young men playing here on a recent afternoon in the Shiite neighborhood of Karada are part of a two-year-old soccer league that defies the image of a divided Baghdad. Sunnis and Shiites may be killing each other and Iraqi Christians to gain control over Iraq, but here the only gain anyone is interested in is in scoring goals. Abdul Karim says his team, the Biscuits, have Shiite, Sunni, and Christian players. Their goalie adds to the Rainbow Coalition. He's Egyptian. 29-year-old veterinarian Ahmad Muafak is one of the Sunni players. He bristles when asked about what it's like to play alongside Shiite teammates like Abdul Karim.
I don't ask whether my teammates are Sunni and Shiites. Religion is something between you and God.
Opposing team member Hussein Abbas agrees there is no place for partisanship on the pitch. He's from the Shiite slum known as Sadr City, which is home to black-clad death squads.
God willing, there is no difference between us. We feel like we are all one.
Such comments are music to the ears of league founder Abu Salam. He's a Shiite government worker who doubles as a referee during these afternoon games.
I don't teach them only sports. I teach them to leave politics outside. They are here for sports only.
Not that it's always easy to get players to separate the two. Recently, the Sadr City team called Arabism brought a 12-foot-long banner of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to display on the sidelines. Abu Salam and other organizers insisted they put it away. There are other drawbacks, like the fact their soccer field is 18 feet shorter than a normal one. That leaves space for only 8 players on each team instead of the usual 11. Sometimes even the smaller teams come up short because players die, like the Karada Biscuits fullback, Nuri. Teammate Abdul Karim says 23-year-old Nuri was killed by a roadside bomb planted in front of his house last fall. Yet even death doesn't stop the games. Sadr City's Abbas says his mother urges him not to go. He says she worries about the dangers, including 4 military checkpoints he must pass to get here. That soccer players are targeted by insurgents adds to the worries. Like in the western city of Ramadi Friday, where 2 professional players were shot dead. But the Karada League players say it's worth the risk. Besides their love of soccer, they hope to serve as an example of unity for other Iraqis. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.